Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 15, San Diego, Episode 16, Recap. That's a mouthful.
Very good.
Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and a review.
Very good. I can see, you know, your dedication to this show is really starting to show.
It actually, it's just I'm drinking less watching the show. That way I can
pay attention more.
I can be better spoke on this show. When we record, I sound like I know how to spoke.
I see you've been paying attention to one of our couples there. We'll get to them in a little bit. But first, let's start off with Looney Lindy and Moody Miguel. You know, one of the things I noticed immediately with this is, like, Lindy, when she was with her friend, she was acting like her friend being distracted by her husband and her babies. The same thing as her being distracted when Miguel was having or trying to have a serious conversation with her. Am I crazy for seeing the difference here?
No, I made the same note, but I looked at it this way. I said Lindy and her friend are both emotional with short attention spans.
Right.
That's just all it is. You know, and her friend, you know, and I get it. You know, you got your husband with the baby. As a mom, you're going to be watching that. I understand that. But then the whole emotional thing when she's like, Lindy's calling you to pour her heart out, and you're just like, yeah, I'm going through some similar thing. And like, you're making it about you now. And I'm just like, ugh, both y'all just an emotional love fest with each other. Like, misery loves company.
And, you know, but that's the kind of thing that certain friends need. And you know, Lindy's a very needy person. So now her other friend who had that look of, Jesus, just please let this be done. that's the other friend in the group.
That's the one that was like, hey, Miguel, if she starts tripping, you got this.
I got you. I know, like, Miguel, I know what you're going through because, jeez.
No, but if I call you feeling emotional about some shit, I don't want you to like start telling about your shit. I don't care. At that moment, it's about me.
Right.
So I'm upset. I need a shoulder to cry on. I don't want you going, me too, Terrell. I understand how you feel because what I'm dealing with. No. You didn't call me. I called you. This is for you to have an emotional release. Yeah. Save your shit for tomorrow.
We'll have that discussion tomorrow. Today?
Tonight is my night.
You know, it's, and then you have Lindy saying that, you know, what'd she say? I feel like I can't tell you what's really going on or how I really feel. I'm like, I feel like we haven't heard anything but how you feel. Again, am I watching the same show here?
I like how Miguel on the cool called her emotional and theatrical. And he said it in an intelligent way. I'm like, wow, that was smooth. Mm-hmm. Because you really just said that she's emotional and she's very theatrical. And he's right. I mean, she's just kind of out there with her feels and her personality. But I feel like Miguel, as they're sitting on the couch talking, that's his way of saying, I'm out. And he's like, I don't know if I can be this person day in and day out.
Right.
And that you have this very large personality that it makes me kind of feel this way. I don't know if I can deal with that. That makes me feel like he's kind of out. Like he's setting her up for, hey, BT Dubs, I'm probably going to say no.
Deuces. And then, you know, she brought up something that you brought up a couple episodes ago, which is you thought he was controlling. And she kind of brought that up. Like she felt being controlled by him because of, you know, her not being allowed to be as emotional as she wants to be.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to be controlling, Yanni, as Lindy pointed out. It's not that she can't do something. It's just that if you do this, I'm going to do this to make her not do something. So there's a lot of, and I get where she's coming from. I still think she's being a bit dramatic, but I think Miguel also has to see that he was coming across the way. And I don't even know if it's controlling. I just think Miguel's just annoyed, which I can totally relate. I could not date a Lindy.
No.
I couldn't do it.
And I told you, this is what we talked about. At first, he was like, hey, okay, cool. All right, shit, this is enough. You know, that's pretty much what happened. And what Lenny needs to understand is like, it's like, so there are many different ways to be controlling. Yes, just like there are many different ways that women lead. Women can lead from behind. Women master that art. Men have yet to figure that out, you know, because we lead from the front. Charge, right?
Yeah.
And it's, I think that's the thing that for her, it's like, no matter what he does, I think Miguel is in a no-win situation, and he's finally figured that out. So that's where that newness wore off. The sex that he doesn't need to be emotionally connected to has worn off. Yes, he likes her. Yeah. But there's that little piece that when she starts saying certain things, he's just like,
well, it's kind of like you, what you mentioned last week about the chewing thing. Like, they could be hot, they could be, everything is great, but that thing annoys you. Mm-hmm. And you can look past it for a couple weeks, but after a while, it's just going to hit you.
That's why you have to know it. I think Miguel has figured it out. That's why he's been so moody these last couple of weeks. Now we understand. Miguel, we get it. You know, hit it with the deuces. Roll on out to the next one, man. We totally get it. And you can take off your shorts.
It reminds me of that time in college when I had someone over and you couldn't stand them. And you just slammed the table. It's like, damn it! And I knew exactly why you were pissed. But that was so funny. But I can't.
Can you tell him to stop breathing, please?
Oh, shoot. That stop. Was hilarious. I knew why.
See, that's why I understand Miguel. I understand Miguel. I totally get it, bro.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, best friend Alexis and No Thrustin' Justin. It's interesting how they both spoke to their moms, right? I don't think Alexis's mom said anything that we were surprised by. However, Justin's mom.
So, I've never talked to my mom about my sex life.
Mm-mm.
Ever. Mm-mm. Ever. I mean, she, mm-mm, I'm sure, just assumes I have one. But I would, right, never. But I don't know what I'd have to hang up. My mom was like, you're just not freaky enough. I'd be like, what, mom? Maybe I, like, all of a sudden, that would trigger me. Nothing I ever do is right or good enough for you, is it? And maybe that's why Justin has these mommy issues, maybe. I don't know. I'm just, it, like, that be, was the, that was the weirdest conversation that, mm, I was like, did your mom just tell you you're not freaky enough?
I think I'd have to do like my daughter does when she's trying to hang up on me on FaceTime. You just see my finger just coming like this on the phone. you can't even like, hello, I can't hear you, and then hang up. It's FaceTime, so you just gotta be like, yeah, no, I'm just, yeah, you're just not freaky enough yet. You know what? Let's just.
Oh, I just thought that was funny. But I think he had a good conversation with his mom, and mm-hmm, she helped him realize that he's all up in his head, and that's, he's his biggest problem.
And, you know, that is the great thing. I think that what we saw a lot of in some of these conversations, and we'll get to another one later, but is that you see when the things that they're just getting so upset about, and they're just this, and the mom's like, yeah, well, you know, it's just, you know, how you get on yourself, and, oh, okay, yeah. And that just kind of reels them back into understanding. It only lasts for that conversation, because once you get past that, you get back in that mode of it's all about me and it doesn't matter. But it was good to see his mom call him out and kind of try to get him on that now, straight now. But even he is a little delusional, because he's like, well, I am freaky. And mom was like, I know freaky. You ain't freaky. But here's the thing.
I what? Saw you when you was born. No, you've never had it in you.
Even your daddy was like, are you sure that's my son? Because I can tell this baby ain't going to be freaky. Not at all. And his brother, yes, I get it. But this one right here, no. Mm-mm.
You may be dark as chocolate, but you're vanilla as fuck.
Hey, Doc, can we put this one back in? Because he ain't done yet. Here's the thing I noticed, though. Alexis on the phone with her mom, right? I mean, no big revelations, but why was she throwing up gang signs holding her phone like, Westside?
You let her alone. You let her alone. She holds her phone the way she wants to hold her phone. That's very judgmental.
It really was, but I couldn't take my eyes off it. It was just, you know, I think they purposely kept showing it because I was just like, that just looks awkward as hell.
You start seeing her just crip walking with her mom. So I think the key thing that came out with Justin is mm-hmm. that he doesn't feel desired or wanted by Alexis. And I get it. I think he feels sexually...
Wait, you get what? You get that he doesn't feel, or you get that she doesn't make him feel that way? Because, I mean, I think we understand both sides of that.
I get that he feels he's not desired or wanted. And so that's why he's being this emotional about it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she wants him to be more dominant, I feel like he's sexually intimidated.
Yes.
By her. And it's okay that if her freak flag flies higher than his, there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. But... as a married couple, I think they have to work towards that. I've never been married, but I'm just making a guess. Work towards that. Go see a sex therapist. Have some tantric couple sessions. Physical intimacy and physical connection is really important. Mm-hmm. And you have to decide, can I teach or help get this person there? Or will they? Right. Will I always feel like I'm lacking something sexually? And I think I've had, as a single person ever married, right? I've had situations where I'm like, sexually, everything is amazing. All the mm-hmm. other stuff is not right. But exactly. sexually, this is fire. And then I've had situations where, like, everything about this person is amazing. And I'd be mm-hmm. a fool to not date them. I'm just not feeling the connection mm-hmm. sexually. I haven't been like, she's not dominating me. I haven't had that. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't turn it down. But I haven't had that. But I'm just saying that I get that there's a balance. You got to find a thing in the middle. And mm-hmm. if she likes Justin enough that they can work on that physical part, he might just need some help. And I think that's when you get someone to come in and help coach and kind of help him feel. And she has to help him feel comfortable letting his freak flag fly.
Right.
Whatever that may be. And so I just don't think that they are there yet.
And not feel intimidated by how high and strong her freak flag does fly, which I think he is intimidated by her in that sense. But also, we know she doesn't like him that much, so that's why she doesn't really, and she's gonna say that stuff like, you need to be more dominant, you need this, because she's just like, yeah, whatever, I don't care, this is gonna last 8 weeks and I'm out, you know. She said that from the very beginning. Just not in those words, but we all saw it. He finally saw it. He was ready to say no. And he's like, well, now I'm just not sure whether I want to say no or yes. Look, y'all ain't going to make it. And if y'all make it on decision day, then, you know, he ain't going to make it past that either.
Well, I think the fact that Alexis made the comment that maybe we would be better off as friends. Mm. To me, that says a lot.
It says everything.
Yeah, it says everything. That's where she made the comment about this is not love at best friends at first sight. It's love at first sight. Mm-hmm. And so maybe she's not feeling that. Then also when Justin was leaving their apartment so they can have their one night alone before decision day, mm-hmm. she didn't really want to kiss him. And I'm like, right. That says a lot right there.
Yes, you know, because, you know, I don't know any way that you go through this and feeling like, yeah, this is real, we're going to say yes, and you don't want to kiss that person. That says a whole lot. Because the kiss is so intimate, right? At the end of the day, a kiss is very intimate. Some will even say the kisses are more intimate than sex. But
according to Pretty Woman, yes, it is. Just seeing if you saw that movie. Just checking.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we knew that they weren't going to make it. And I think they're both coming to that realization. He probably on that last night called his boy like, hey, coming to get my baby tomorrow. As soon as I get rid of this other.
We'll trade one bitch for another.
As we move on to Kristen and son of a bitch, Mr. Mask on, mask off.
Yeah, hey, couples couple's facials was cute.
I like, you know what? I like that moment watching them because he didn't, he had none of those, you know, typical male, like, I don't know, that stuff on my face, you know? He was just like, yeah, whatever. Hey, do you want me to put it on you? All right, great. Let me make sure I take good care of this. Let me do this. I'm like, Mitch, when you do stuff like this, we can see why Kristen likes him, right?
It's an intimate moment that wasn't sexual.
Right.
And I think
even though she tried to make it that, though.
I would have still done it. I mean, I got masks on. Let's see what happened. Put the mask on.
Exactly.
I put the mask on you. Okay, let's see whose mask cracks first.
This is why we're friends, because you and I were thinking the same thing. Whose mask comes off first? Mask, let's get it.
Just be straight faces. You don't want it to, you don't want to make too many faces, but just
Then all of a sudden, crack, 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 crack.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But I thought it was a really nice, intimate moment to connect that wasn't about it wasn't about sex. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was great for them because I think Kristen needs a lot of those type of moments. Mm-hmm. And it's also something that gets Mitch out of his shell of being this, you know, person been by himself the whole time. It gets him out of that little shell. So I thought that was good. But I don't know what you thought about this. When she was talking to her friend, I with her needing this grand gesture.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing Mitch could do that'll help her with her insecurities. If he did a grand gesture, she wouldn't be like, all right, everything is good. She will always need that. That's just who she is.
You know, and that's the thing, because she wants these things from Mitch that we all know he can't give. And when I say we, I'm including her in that, because she knows this. She knows this about him. She knows that is not him, right? We've seen him be frustrated about it, but that's the things. Now, does that mean that he can't make an effort? No, it means he should make an effort. But at the same time, he's got to really... How do we say this? You don't need... You would never have to force a man who's into you to tell you that he's into you.
Right.
Plain and simple. Ever.
Right. If he likes you, he's going to tell you. And may even tell you too much if he really likes you. But if he likes you, he's going to tell you. For what Kristen's wanting, I think for Mitch... could potentially be exhausting because it's a lot. And so I think for Mitch, when he does drop a L-bomb or something special, he's like, I'm good for the quarter. Hit the quota. I'm good. Where Kristen was like, oh, that was awesome yesterday when you said that. What are you going to say today?
Right.
And that's just going to be a bit much. So we have to see how that plays out for those two. Now, I thought it was interesting where Mitch is focused on, I made the note that he's focused on what he's not doing, but that's not Kristen's fault. So when he's talking to his brother, Kristen's not stopping you from going surfing, riding bikes, or doing any of that stuff. So he has this weird mental thing about relationships that for me to commit to you, I got to give up something. I'm like, why can't you just still be who you are?
Mm-hmm.
You either just include them in it or y'all have your separate shit. She doesn't want to surf. Yeah. Go surfing without her.
Right. I mean,
you don't have game. He's not going to be out there on the beach just, you know, pulling tail. He's Mitch.
She likes the beach. So go to the beach. You go surf. She can lay on the beach and do whatever. Remember, these are the things that they talked about when they first met. They both like the beach. They both. It's this was where you realize that he isn't really that into her anyway still. Right. Because when you feel like you're giving up this to do this, it's like, no. Obviously, there's a reason for that. And it's an excuse. And I think that's what it is. It's an excuse. And you feel bogged down because you're just not that into her.
Well, that's quite true. But I think he really is into her.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really does like her. That's just how he was in the very beginning because he was all in his own head. But the things he was telling his brother, I'm like, you have... And his brother did a good job of really calling him out. Like, dude, you have this naive view of what a marriage and relationship should be like, because a marriage isn't like you're on fire and you feel the butterflies forever. Mm-hmm. You're going to have, from what I hear, because, you know, I've not crossed that bridge and I can't shoot beams of light out of my fingers because I've never experienced love like people who've been married. But what I'm saying is that you know, it's not all, from what I hear, it's not always going to be this butterfly, like, this love connection all the time. You're going to have moments where you can't stand the person. Then you're going to have moments where it's like you're back, just like you first started dating. But Mitch just has a weird view about it. But I want to go to Kristen because Mitch's brother brought up a good point and said that you have to talk to Kristen and ask her, like, if I can't make this grandiose gesture or declaration of love, but I still want to be married because I want to see where this goes because I like you, is that enough? And I'm like, that was good. Good advice. So then when Mitch does it, what does Kristen say? I'll take what I can get.
Okay, now, those were not her exact words.
That was what the producers edited out and put on my TV. I don't know what was on yours, but on my TV, I heard her say, you know what, I'll take what I can get. It's not, might not have been a perfect deal, but you know what, I'm willing to accept that.
It, well, here's the thing about that. And this, I know, initially I was going to, you know, I'm thinking, and see this, I'm like, no, don't, but. We always chastise people for wanting the perfect situation. And there is no such thing, right? Because no matter what, there are going to be chinks in the armor, going to be cracks in the floorboard, whatever it is. There's going to be a couple things there. And for her, we always tell people, at least go through, give it a shot. If that's enough for her, and yes, you're right. Does she want to be married a lot? Yes. But this is the thing. That sometimes you have to go and see, well, let me give it a little more time to see. Because obviously, her picking up guys lounging on the friggin' couch of somebody else's apartment did not work out well for her the first time. So her judgment is not good. She needs to depend on the experts rather than go back out in these streets and struggle again, okay? So let that woman accept these little bit of things and see. It could work for them because they have these good moments. Now she's got to do the pros and cons and weigh the good versus the bad and, you know... Is she going to want to stab him in the middle of dinner one night? If not, if she feels that way, then yes, walk away from him. But if she doesn't, they could work out.
Well, we don't want her eggs to fall out of her butt, as she said. So I totally get that. But, you know, I really think that Mitch wants to be with her. Mm-hmm. You know, I do think he wants to be with her. Even, you know, the last date that they had, the last dinner date.
Yeah.
Him being okay with Luna sleeping in the bed with him. Ugh. All these different things. I really think he wants to be with her. Now,
Kristen, that'd have been a deal breaker for me. Wait, what? You want
we know that'd be the deal breaker for you.
To do what? In the where with who?
Now, what I thought was odd, or not odd, I just thought it was telling about Kristen, how desperate she is when she asked him, what do you see as an ideal, you know, marriage? What does it look like after this? I agree with Mitch that, hey, after the cameras are gone, let's just be a normal couple. Right. We don't have to move in right away. But let's be a normal couple and whatever. Kristen didn't like that, but I'm thinking, after you've seen his place, do you really want to move in with Mitch right away? Like, I think y'all have some more talking to do before you move in, because his place is a hot mess.
But apparently, we know she wasn't going to move into his, and she even said, this is the last time. Hopefully this is the last time I have to come back to this place. But you're right, to your point. And because, again, I don't like this let's live separate thing, but at the same time, it's like him moving into her house or them moving towards a neutral spot, they're going to have to be some, you know, housekeeping rules. Like, no washing out the plants in the goddamn tub. We have an outside sink for that. You're in San Diego. I know they have outside pipes. This is not like Alaska where if they wash the plants outside, everything's going to freeze.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's just look at the stove.
Oh, yeah.
I can't forget about the stove. Hey, here, new rule. As you're in this house, if you cook,
clean.
You clean. If you don't cook, you clean. If you see something, do something. And clean. You know, Mitch is just gross. And so we'd have to have a whole lot of conversations before you moved into my house.
And these trail bags, trail mix bags, wash. They need to wash. Because those, I think even his sister-in-law was like, yeah, those are gross.
Yeah. He's on a whole nother level. But I think they have a lot more to talk about. But still, yeah. I really think that Mitch wants to be with her. I'm feeling... I'm feeling good about them too.
As we get to Stasha's freaky ass and nasty Nate, you know, it was interesting watching Nate on the phone with that was his sister and his dad, right? And him saying he feels like moving into Stasha's house is him losing his identity. I thought that was so ridiculous, and I was so glad that his dad gave him some good advice. But everything he had issues with, his dad was just like, get over it, son. Man up.
Well, right, but that's Nate's problem. If anyone else tells him, he's smarter than everybody.
Yes.
He knows everything. But if his dad says, he's like, oh, that's a good point.
Now, yes.
I thought it was... the things that Nate fears about this relationship, what if it doesn't work? I'm like, y'all went all in on, you know, you giving Stasha your last name. Mm-hmm. Stasha, your last name.
There you go.
Thank
Look
you.
At you. Progress.
Why are you hesitant weeks. About moving in? If it works, the relationship works, great. Win. If the relationship doesn't work, move out. You're not going to be homeless. Move out. You know, but it's not this is all or nothing. But his mindset just, to me, seems quite off.
You know what it is, though? And as men, we're not asked to change our surname, right? The women are supposed to do that traditionally.
Yeah.
So we have no idea how that process goes. And I keep hearing it's a very lengthy process and this being done and that being done. Or for people who've gotten divorced and like, oh, changing the name back, that's why I just kept the name. What? He can find an apartment a lot faster. You know, take her to change her name.
Right.
Move into a house and shut the fuck up.
You got friends. You can move to Laura's house.
Exactly.
Sleep on Laura's couch. Probably wouldn't the first time. But he could totally
the side piece will always be happy to take you back in, Nate.
But I understand Stasha's concerns about Nate not being there emotionally, because he's never been connected with somebody emotionally. So she's being reserved in a sense, because like, what does that tell you? He lived with someone for a while and still didn't love them.
That's the bigger issue for her. That should be the bigger issue for her. The fact that he, because even she said that he, he did it for her. That should tell you a whole lot, and that should scare her more than anything else, because if he stayed with that person for 2 years, lived with them for 2 years, and still didn't love them, that says something, because I ain't moving you in my house if we ain't got no love in this thing. Alright,
well, wait a minute, he lived with her for 2 years, didn't love her, but told her he loved her. I wonder if he got any money out of the deal. I'm thinking, do we have a Tinder swindler on our hand? Is that who Nate is?
Is that his third title? Because, you know, somebody got on us for saying that he was a day trader. Like, Married at First Sight hasn't been putting that as his whole damn job title the entire time. Look, we know the man does, he's a car salesman, a purse
day
salesman.
Day trader, purse a hustler, software salesman. Software sales, and... palimony and, expert.
Yes, and now Tinder swindler. his job titles.
Here's what's crazy about Nate, and it's so funny throughout this whole season. I've had moments where I'm like, Nate's dope. Then I have moments where I'm just like, what is your deal? Tonight was a what is your deal moment. When he said, I don't feel comfortable even walking around the house naked with you because I've only known you for a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. You can break out the sex swing.
Yeah.
And all the sex toys and have the vibrator with the remote control.
Vibrating panties, yeah.
But you're not ready to walk around the house naked with her because you don't know her well enough? That sounds stupid.
That is the dumbest thing ever. Because it's like, I don't get it. Now, if he said, I'm not comfortable with you using the bathroom while I'm in the house, I still think that's ridiculous, but
I don't understand.
I'd understand that a lot more than that dumbass statement.
Yeah. You close the damn door. Put some music on, light a candle.
And don't tell me where you are.
Yeah. Don't ask me to come talk to you while you're taking a shit. No. I've only known you for 7 weeks. We're definitely not there yet.
And she's like, oh yeah, well wait till week nine. Week nine, I'm eating chili.
Nate, come here. Baby, what's the matter? Hold my hand. Hold my hand. Help me with this. Make eye contact.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shoot. Well, I just thought it was funny how Nate kind of went straight asshole on Stasha this episode.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very rude. But when they were in bed, after brushing the teeth and all that, and the Stasha brings up the conversation around him throwing his tantrums and whatever else, his whole body language was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm totally done. I'm checked out. I'm done. And that'd be interesting for me. I've not lived with someone, but I don't think I've ever laid in the bed next to somebody and went to sleep who was mad at me.
Right.
I've never done that. And so I'm just like, how do y'all have this fight? And then, all right, brush your teeth, put your do-rag on, and all right, let's go to sleep. I don't know. I'll cross that bridge one day in my life. I just thought that was interesting.
So I think, here's the thing about that. I like that better than, you got to go sleep on the couch, right? Because I've always said this. I live in my house. I don't camp in my house. There ain't no sleeping on the couch. We can build a pillow fort if you want. We can have a divider. We can have the border. Put up Trump's wall in the middle of the bed if we want. But we sleeping in this bed, goddammit. At least, so for that, I give them that credit. At least go ahead and make it through the night that way, right? But here's the thing the problem I have with Nate and his temper tantrums, right? Well, I came back an hour later and I that means nothing, bruh.
Right.
Because we're talking about the problem and you're trying to skate past the problem and say, well, I came back and I said I'm sorry.
Yeah. You still talking about this? Exactly. I already apologized. We still going to talk about it? You going to rub it in my face? Yeah. This is why I don't think he started it yet, but those therapy sessions that he committed to.
Yeah.
Week two or three. Dude, you definitely need it because you're not going to be able to be with anybody. Mm-hmm. If you act like that.
And see, here's the thing about it, too. I think what's more troubling about it is the fact that when she's like, yes, but in the moment, this is what we need to do when they said we need to hold hands in that moment. Well, when I'm emotional, I'm not going to do that. You see, you're already ending this whole thing.
Right.
You're committing to not commit to the process. Instead of saying, you know what? You are right. I didn't because I was very emotional. I have to realize when that moment is coming, I've got to make an effort to at least just walk up to you. And please, if I grab it a little hard, don't be mad. I'm still emotional. I'm working on it. But I'm going to hold your hand and we're going to talk. But he's got to make that effort. That's part of what progress is about. Because otherwise, you're going to hit that. It's like working out and you're running and you get tired at this point and you never push past that point. You're never going to see any progress. And that's right. What's probably happening with him right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he's all in his head. And if you paid attention to the preview of Decision Day, when you hear Stasha saying that he has this, and then mommy issues, the moment a woman tells you mommy issues,
woo,
with the word mommy, it's like,
yeah,
that's not a good look.
No, but is she wrong, though?
She's not wrong. He has issues. I don't know if it's all mommy related, because if you didn't know your mom, like, it'd be one. And again, I don't know all the details of his relationship with his mother, but it'd be one thing if him and his mother were like besties, and then on his 12th birthday, she's like, bye, bitch, and leaves him. I get mommy issues, but he said he's never met her, doesn't know her. Like, he doesn't recall
her. It affects him, and he said it affected him that she was not there and she never came back for him.
I totally get that. I totally get that it affects him, but there's a whole lot there that he's taken out on his partner.
Yeah.
Which, again, I think therapy would help. Because some of the stuff that he's doing right now, you're saying my effort's not good enough. And I don't know, we have someone that follows the show that she's a therapist, right? Be curious to know what she thinks about this. But if he feels that his effort is not being recognized, so his fear maybe is that if I don't do enough, you're going to leave me. And that's the mommy issue? I don't know.
Look, I'm no therapist either. But my advice would be, forget the mommy issues. Look, she wasn't there.
You're so get over it.
that was the end of the session. She wasn't there.
So she wasn't there. Okay, got it. So why are you here again, Nate?
Now that we've come to the solution.
I want to deal with my issue. That's when you got to pull a, remember old school Montel Williams? Well, speak to Nate's mother. We have her here. Mother, come on out.
Well, baby, I just knew you didn't have it in you. So
yeah.
That's why I left.
You look like a son of a Mitch. And I was like, I can't deal with that.
I thought you were going to turn out like Justin over there. So
yeah, no. You got the freaky gene from your dad. But all the empathy and all that, you're lacking. I didn't want to be around it. That's sad.
They're going to be four couples on decision day because we already know one couple didn't make it. I'm interested to hear what they have to say. But, you know, out of these four, who says yes on decision day?
Out of these four, it's a good question. I would say Mitch and Kristen say yes.
Yep. I'm with you on that one.
I think Mitch and Kristen will say yes. I don't think Miguel and Lindy will say yes.
I don't think so either. I think actually, I'm almost feeling like Lindy will say yes and Miguel's going to be like, hold
up. Yeah. One or the other. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think Justin and Alexis.
I think we can bag that they're not going to make. Not going to make it.
Yeah. I do, unfortunately, think Nate and Stasha are going to make it.
Yeah.
Only because once you got a taste of that sweet-ass pad that she bought, mm-hmm. you don't want to go back to that apartment.
Well, also, once she unleashed another freaky side of him that I don't think he even realized was there, but he realized that's why he's like Stasha's freaky ass. I mean, because she's at a whole nother level that he hasn't been at yet, and he's like, yeah. Wait a minute.
She grown. Know?
Yeah.
She grown. He's like, grown I'm going to have to step up. Now, will they last beyond that? Don't know. But I think he's going to be like, question. He's going to weigh it out. Okay. She can do some things. She likes some things.
Here's what he needs to keep in mind. Once y'all go and you had them kids, be careful now. Don't you walk away because them private schools going to cost some money.
But Sasha's already got that covered.
Oh, she's got it covered. Yeah. But don't think for one second this businesswoman is not going to put his ass on some high child support. Just to make that clear. Just make that clear. She's all business, okay?
Again, fuck around and find out. I think this is great, but if you want to leave or do some shady shit, fuck around and find out.
Exactly. Oh my goodness! I cannot wait. We are on decision day, so we got at least two more episodes. Decision day, and then of course three because the reunion is going to be a two-part reunion. Yeah. But look, excited about it, man, because I think this is going to be good as we get to find out how everybody really feels and not what we've seen on the after party where everybody's playing nice, right? But also, Love is Blind just dropped, so we're gonna watch these first four episodes and Monday. We're going to drop the recap of those four episodes. So as we get ready for the next three, is it next three or next four? Yeah, next three to drop next week. So that'll drop Monday, as well as our regular episode audio on Monday. Then the video of episode 106 will drop on Tuesday. And of course, next Thursday, back here for Married at First Sight, D-Day.
Decision Day.
Can't well, for some of them, it's just going to be just D-Day because, you know, Stasha and Nate, they're going to call it D-Day for real.
I want to just skip Decision Day and just go to the reunion because I want to hear Morgan and Ben have it out.
Yes.
Because Ben looked like a punk this whole time. I bet the producers are like, Ben, you ain't going out like no bitch this time, are you?
His homeboy's probably going.
It's like, Ben, me and fuck up, Ben. Like, I can't wait to see Ben come out swinging. Not literally, of course, but I want to see him coming out a little bit more harder than he was before. That sounded weird, too.
Something, yes, it really did. You know, pause. Rewind. Pull the tape out, throw it away. Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.